This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This is Brother Bona Muhammad. Welcome back to Connect the Dots. Today we're going to be speaking a little bit about something known as grammatical devices. What is a grammatical device? There are many different grammatical devices in the English language. If you've taken even elementary English, you know, taken English at the elementary level, you will know of many different types, from metaphors to similes to personification to alliteration. There are many different types. And good spoken word will employ grammatical devices. They will only enhance your work. I'm going to focus today on three particular types of grammatical devices that I use in pretty much all my poetry, and you'll find is present in many good works of art. The three R's, I should call them. I refer to them as the three R's. The first of the three R's is rhythm. Okay, rhythm. The second is repetition. And the third is rhyming. Rhythm, repetition, and rhyming. We'll start with the top. So rhythm is something that we all know of from the time we're in our mother's wombs, right? When you hear the heartbeat of your mother, boom, 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 boom. That particular pace, that beat, that rhythm that, you know, you come into the world knowing. It's something that in spoken word poetry is not as definite, it's not as defined, like for instance in music. There's not a single type of rhythm you have to stick to, but good spoken word poetry will employ some type of rhythm. You need to have that rhythm, and actually, it's something that your body, your whole soul can kind of vibe to. It's something that you will feel more than anything. It's really hard to describe and kind of write out on paper, but there's, you know, in music, you would write a 4-4 pattern or 4-4 beat. In spoken word, like I said, we're not as sticky, we're not as, you know, there's not as important to stick to a specific style of beat or rhythm, but definitely good spoken word does employ rhythm. Another grammatical device, the second of the three R's, is repetition. Repetition is something that we're familiar with even as children, reading kids' books. You know, every child book you read will have some sort of repetition. They'll come back to the same word over and over again. And in spoken word poetry, when you repeat something, what you're doing is emphasizing that point. So if I come back to a specific line or a specific word or a specific phrase over and over again, I'm basically punching it into the head of my audience. Not literally, nobody's going to get hurt. You're doing it so your audience can feel that emphasis. They can hear you continually saying this word, this phrase, this sentence over and over again. And it can be part of your thesis statement. Like we said, going back to the original point of your poem as a structured argument. That can be part of your thesis statement. And repeating it over and over again is not, you know, something wrong with that. You don't want to do it too much to the point where it gets annoying, but definitely it is something to employ. The last of the three R's is rhyming. Now, rhyming is a has a very special place in my heart. And a lot of people will ask, does spoken word have to rhyme? No, it doesn't have to rhyme. There's no rules or anywhere that says it has to rhyme. But why is rhyming so important? Why does everybody love rhyming? Right? Rhyming is one of the things that I like to refer to as ear candy. It's something that we love to hear. You know, when you hear a rhyme and when something is cleverly kind of brought together again that sounds the same as another word, another phrase, another sentence, and you keep using rhyme to kind of, you know, emphasize those points, it does a lot of things. It really makes your audience pay attention, right? It allows them to really kind of connect with what it is you're saying, because they're engaged, they're entertained by it. So it has a lot of additional value. And I love rhyming. And like I said, there's a great tool online you can check out, rhymezone.com. I'm not getting paid by them. I should be. But definitely check them out. A great resource for anybody who wants to, you know, learn how to rhyme and connect words that might seem more difficult to rhyme than others. And I'll tell you this, that any word can rhyme, right? You can rhyme any word with any word. And part of it is understanding how to say the word. So pronunciation can go a long way. You know, they always say that you can't rhyme anything with the word orange. That's one of the things in the English language, that you can never rhyme anything with the word orange. But I could rhyme orange with porridge, right? Or foreign. It just depends on how you pronounce things, how you say it. So definitely, rhyming is a skill set. It's a muscle that takes time to perfect, you know, because you have to know your limitations. You have to know what you can and cannot do. And so it's one of those things that with continual practice, you get a lot better with. Now, why I mentioned these three R's? And how interesting is this, that subhanAllah, these three things, rhythm, repetition, and rhyming, appear in the Quran many, many times in many different places, right? Now imagine this is a big statement now, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He is giving us the final revelation for all mankind, until the end of time, He employs rhyming, repetition, and rhythm. How many times do we hear Ya ayyuha ladhina amanu, Ya ayyuha ladhina amanu, Ya ayyuha ladhina amanu? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala repeats phrases over and over and over again. You know, the rhythm is there throughout the Quran. Even a non-Muslim person who's not familiar with Arabic at all can listen to the Quran and say, wow, you know, there's a fantastic rhythm going on. And of course, you know, rhyming, that's one of the hikmas in why the Arabic language was chosen for this last and final revelation, because the Arabs used to love poetry. And their poetry used to rhyme. And when you're rhyming, you're actually, it helps you to memorize something. So the Arabs had this oral culture where they would memorize, you know, 1,000 lines of poetry. So this was ingrained in their culture and their understanding. And of course, the Quran, because it rhymes very frequently, it becomes very easy to memorize. So these three devices, if you think about them, they are some of the three most powerful grammatical devices you will ever employ in any type of writing, any type of creative argument. So definitely, if you haven't used them in your work, try and use them. Don't force them, but make sure they're a part of your daily regimen, because they will definitely make your poetry a lot stronger. Check it out. Check us out in the next video, inshallah. We talk more about writing and how to perform your work coming up very soon. Jazakallah khair for watching. Assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.